Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G, just making a video about what does the Bible say about Israel? Well, let's go. Awesome sauce, we're here in July 5th. Yes, the false flag that they were supposed to do didn't happen. Yay! Another day that we live. Yes, it's okay because according to the Bible, that Israel is supposed to be people that we protect. Because according, they're supposed to be our greatest ally. But to whom? I don't know. But yeah, let's see a clip of what's his name, that Tucker dude, talking to some stupid senator dude. So let's bring it up. Yeah, here's a clip within a clip. The first clip of that guy right there, I don't know, he might be my fellow wetback brother or something. Or he might be a camel jockey. Not a chicken jockey, a camel jockey. Yeah, us Hispanic people and the Habibis, we kind of look a little bit similar. Yeah, so I don't know. He might be one of mine, he might be one of yourn, who knows. But yeah, let's see what he says about this fat fucking guy that looks kind of like John Wayne Gacy. Let's watch.
Up in Sunday school, I was taught from the Bible, those who bless Israel will be blessed, and those who curse Israel will be cursed. And from my perspective, I want to be on the blessing side of things.
Yeah, guy, you should cover your bases just in case. You don't want to go to hell, right? Because you never know, these people are the chosen people, so yeah, you know, you want to get into God's bad side, right? Just saying.
Of those who bless the government of Israel?
Those who bless Israel is what it says. It doesn't say the government of, it says the nation of Israel. So that's in the Bible. As a Christian, I believe that.
Where is that?
I can find it to you. I don't have the scripture off the tip of my... You pull out the phone and use the Google.
Yeah, isn't that awesome? You can use religion to justify your bullshit. Yeah, if you're gonna be doing stuff like that, why don't you use science? But yeah, but guess science is too much for you guys, right? You gotta be doing bullshit just to justify killing people or fucking screwing people in the ass. Yes, just because God said so, I gotta do it now. Okay, cool.
Genesis. So you're quoting a Bible phrase. You don't have context for it, and you don't know where in the Bible it is, but that's like your theology? I'm confused.
Yeah, bro, it's in the Bible. Trust me. It's there. You just gotta look for it. Yeah. Oh, man. Isn't fucking delusionals grand? Yes, I'm delusional too, right? Apparently.
What does that even mean?
Tucker.
I'm a Christian. I want to know what you're talking about.
Hey, where does my support for Israel come from? Number one, because biblically we're commanded to support Israel, but number...
Yes, God commanded me, so I must be a good guy and do what I'm told. Nespa? Right? Okay then, just saying.
Number two. Oh,
Hold on. You're a senator, and now you're throwing out theology, and I am a Christian, and I am allowed to weigh in on this. We are commanded as Christians to support the government of Israel?
We are commanded.
Dun-un, you gotta do what they told ya. Dun-un. Killing in the name of dun-un. Yeah, that's what you gotta do. You gotta kill in the name of God, because you're commanded. Now do it. Go. Okay, President. Was it Senator Palpatine? Let's do it.
Commanded to support Israel. And we're
what
told,
does that mean, Israel?
We're told those who bless Israel will be blessed.
But what? Hold on. Define Israel. This is important. Are you kidding? This is a majority Christian country.
Define Israel? Do you not know what Israel is? That would be the country you've asked like 49 questions about.
Yeah, so this dude's trying to combine the stories and all that from the Bible to the country of Israel. Huh, okay. So because of that, we need to go help Israel, right? Because of some weird, vague, esoteric thing that you came up in your brain. All right, guy, that makes a lot of sense.
What do you mean? You don't even know the exact portion of scripture that you're using to justify your support of the modern state of Israel. Let's go ahead and educate Ted Cruz real quick on Genesis chapter 12. When the Lord says, "And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed," he wasn't referring to the modern state of Israel. And in fact, Galatians chapter 3 verse 16 says, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not into seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ." And in fact, verse 29 says, "And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." Proving conclusively that the promises made in Genesis chapter 12 was not addressing the modern state of Israel. It's addressing all believers in Christ.
Yeah, so technically speaking, we're not even supposed to be helping Israel. They're just a country, and they stepped on it, and they should clean up their own mess, don't you think? Yeah, but they apparently think that we're fucking stupid and we should be doing it. Maybe they are right, because we got stupid asshole senators like that running their mouths saying that we need to save their asses. I don't think we should. It's nothing to do with us. Yeah, this World War III is gayer than fuck. They should just call it World War Gay. Yeah, they keep on saying that we're not in World War III, but yet there's a lot of weird shit going on and people getting Jones-striked and all kinds of things. So who the hell's gonna believe all this shit? You can't trust your eyes or your ears or anything because shit happens and people are liars. So what can you do? All you do is get the information that's presented with you and before you, I should say, and make your best choice and go with it. Until you find something else. And if you know it's wrong, then you modify it. Because, you don't know shit. We don't know nothing, so. Yeah, just gotta be careful and just don't let people tell you otherwise. Yeah, I can't wait when all this age of feelings and bullshit like that is over. We need to start being rational thinking creatures. Yeah, because this is stupid. Yeah, if you let your feelings run wild, you're gonna let stupid people do things. Yeah, like this. But, just don't let them. You gotta keep on moving forward and just gotta follow reality. Whatever it is, the good or bad, it is what it is. So you guys take care of each other, be the best people, and don't let these creeps get under your skin. Goodbye.
Perception, you want to see me now. I have a face, girl.